Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore and Billy Burke.
Your time is my
time. There's no time like our time, and no one like.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another SEAL test program. Tonight's opus is concerned with paid escorts. Those romantic and unique white-collar workers, or rather white-tie workers, who offer their services for a nominal fee to lonesome ladies. One of said lonesome ladies being Miss Billy Burke, and one of said escorts being yours truly, who is in the employ of the master escort of them all, John Don Juan Barrymore. Good morning. Don Juan and Casanova Incorporated Escort Service. Classy dates at minimum rates. You bring the kale, we furnish the mail. This is Rudy Valley, one of Mr. Barrymore's escorts. Who is this? Miss Billy Burke. Yes, Miss Burke, we have a complete line of young men. 40 of them. Oh, yes, yes, you can open a charge account. No, no, Miss Burke, we don't give out any samples. What's that? You'll be right over? I'll tell Mr. Barrymore. Thank you.
Good morning, Valley.
Good morning, Barrymore.
Valley, I've had a lot of complaints about you. How many times have I tell you that this is an artistic business? Taking women out is an art. Being romantic is an art. Handling women is an art.
You ought to know, Rembrandt.
Never mind that. Valet, you're slipping. Last night you were out with the rich Mrs. Higginbotham, and this morning she closed her account. What did you do?
Well, sir, we were riding home in a taxi all alone, and I felt that I should have whispered something in her ear, but I didn't know what to say. So I thought to myself, what would our boss, Mr. John Barrymore, whisper in her ear at a time like this?
Well, did you whisper it?
She closed the account, didn't she?
Valet, that reminds me. We've had several complaints lately. Several complaints lately about your dullness as a conversationalist.
Why, sir, whatever do you mean?
Just this, valet. The expression, don't take my wooden nickels, is no longer considered the height of witty repartee.
It isn't? Well, how about you tell him, kid, I stutter?
Only in a pinch. Now, where are the rest of the escorts? Boys? Boys, did you practice up on your witty conversation last night?
Oh, yes, sir. We all sat up last night and read the book you wrote entitled What to Say, How to Say It, When to Say It, and Don't Put It in Writing by John Barrymore.
All right. Then we'll see what you've learned. Now, you're out dancing with a wealthy widow. Suddenly, you look at her adoringly and say, Madame, you were as light on your feet as a
feather.
Right. Miss Schwartz, when I'm with you, an hour seems like a
minute.
Let me look at you. Your eyes are like two limpid
pools.
Your waist is so dainty, I can almost put my hand around
it.
I've got to go home to my wife now, but
don't think it ain't been charming.
And no good night, madame. I've had a lovely... Now, good night, madame. I've had a lovely time, and that will be $15.
Call again.
That's fine, boys. Now for our next exercise. Smith, Jones, go in the next room and write on the blackboard 20 times, I will never reach for the check. I will never reach for the check.
Me too, sir?
No, valet, that's one lesson you don't need. Now, our next exercise, crooning in ladies' shell-like ears. Valet, have you been practicing?
Yes, sir, a new continental song in French.
We are listening.
J'ai peur de tes yeux captivants. J'ai peur de tes baisers brûlants. Et je frémis en songeant qu'un jour je te rais à moi pour toujours. Tu m'as si bien ensorcelé. De toi je ne puis me passer. Je t'aime tant et je sois de toi. Et je voudrais te fuir. Pourquoi? Tout tremblant, désespéré, délirant, pourquoi faut-il t'avouer tristement? J'ai lutté, j'ai tout fait pour t'oublier, je te revois et je suis enchaîné. The spell of your eyes all aglow, your kisses that frighten me so. How oft in dreams I'm with you, it seems you belong to me pour toujours. You hold me enchained with your love, as earth to the sun up above. I love you, dear, yet I pause in fear, and I leave you enthroned.
Very nice, Eddie.
Oh, that wasn't bad, Dolly. Again.
Say, that wasn't bad. Valley, I can't understand it. You're a romantic chap. I don't see why you're not a success as an escort.
Well, sir, my heart isn't in it. You see, sir, I'm in love with my girl, Loreen.
Your girl?
If she ever found out that I was an escort, she wouldn't talk to me again.
Your girl, Loreen?
Yes, sir. You see, as soon as I make good, I'm going to quit this game and marry. Haven't you ever thought of getting married, sir?
Well, yes. Yes, Miss Dreeben.
No, 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 no. Yes, yes.
Hold
it. Is that line out, James? The trouble is... Oh, I'm sorry. Nobody scratched it out of mine. I'm sorry, Joe.
Oh.
Stop the clock. Go ahead. Take it from yes, Miss Dreeben, huh? Yes, Miss Dreeben.
Yes, Miss Dreeben.
Mr. Barrymore, there's a client out here waiting to see you. A Miss Billy Burke.
A client? Send her right in.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Miss Burke.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Barrymore. I'm looking for a man.
What kind of a man have you in mind?
Well, what kind have you got?
Any kind.
Well, that's the kind I have in mind.
Well, we have a nice assorted line of young men, college boys.
Oh, no, no, not for me. I'd like something in the old roué, the old reprobate type. What are you doing tonight?
Sorry, madame, I do not go out on ordinary cases. I am a highly specialized craftsman. I am to the escort business what Shakespeare is to the theater.
Well, why don't you make a play for me? That's very good, whatever it is.
Miss Burke. Miss Burke, I have an idea. Valley, come in here a minute. You like this boy, Miss Burke. Rudy, this is Miss Billy Burke.
How do you do, madame?
Well, how do you do?
Well, Miss Burke, take a good look at him. What do you think?
Oh, very interesting. What will he cost?
$15.
Ah, I see. What have you got for 20?
Just a moment, madame. Mr. Valley is a very talented young man.
Really? What do you do, Mr. Valley?
I'm a crooner.
Oh, dear. And there's so much trouble in the world already. But, Mr. Valley, you don't look like a paid escort. Do you do this sort of thing for a living?
Oh, no, it's just temporary. Just since I've been out of college.
Well, how long has that been?
13 years.
Oh, I see. Just temporary. Now, if I hire you, Mr. Valley, and we're alone, can I trust you to be a gentleman at all times?
Of course, ma'am. Everything I know, I've learned from Mr. Barrymore.
Everything?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Just a minute, Miss Burke. I always say nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Oh, yes, I always say nothing eaten, nothing gained. What do you always say, Mr. Valley?
I always say you tell him, kid. I stutter.
Charming, charming. Very well, Mr. Valley. I'll see you at 8, and you won't know me in my gold lamé evening gown, my dancing slippers, my orchid, my pearl necklace, and will I need anything else?
Just your checkbook.
Goodbye, goodbye. Really, I'll see you at 8.
Mr. Barrymore.
What is it, Miss Greben?
Look what it says here in the paper. Miss Billy Burke inherits $3 million.
$3 million? Gad. Barrymore, what have you done? Pot of gold. Picture number. And you're listening to the Lone Ranger.
Now, while we're on the subject of escort service, let me tell you about the greatest escort service the world has ever known. It's that great army of workers who, every morning, escort fresh, wholesome milk to millions of American homes.
You're right, Lou, and Seal Test plays a prominent part in that service to American homes by supervising the quality and purity of the milk produced by its member companies. I wish I could take all of you through a dairy plant in which a Seal Test laboratory is located. You'd be amazed at the tests to which Seal Test milk is subjected. Tests for quality, for richness, for purity, for acidity, and many others. You'd see Seal Test men in white checking machinery and equipment for cleanliness, inspecting various processes as the milk passes through. They even keep the health of employees under their watchful eyes.
And just think, that single laboratory is only one unit in a chain of Seal Test laboratories spread over a good part of America, all of them combining their skill and knowledge to produce pure, wholesome milk, ice cream, and other dairy products for your table. So, mothers, since Seal Test milk is as pure and wholesome as you could want, since no other milk can offer you Seal Test laboratory protection, isn't that the milk you want for your family? And don't forget, that thrilling Seal Test chocolate fudge ice cream pie is sold only till the end of this month. Why not enjoy one tonight? We'll tell you shortly where to buy Seal Test milk and ice cream in your community. And now, to continue the story of the Don Juan Escort Service, we take you to the home of Miss Billy Burke.
But Aunt Billy, I never heard of such a thing. A woman of your age hiring an escort.
Now, Loreen, there's nothing to worry about. I can take care of myself. After all, I'm an experienced woman of the world.
Well.
And right now, I feel I could stand a little more experience.
But, Auntie, renting an escort is so...
Well, I don't look at it that way. Somehow, I feel that I've just rented a tuxedo and had it stuffed. But wait till you see this escort. He's a Yale man. A handsome chap.
A Yale man? How much does he cost?
$15.
$15? Auntie, is any man worth $15?
This one is. Why, he's got $10 worth of permanent wave on him alone.
Oh, I don't care. I think it's terrible. I know that I'd never have anything to do with a man who would sell himself for a mess of pottage.
A mess of... Now, see here, my dear. That's no way to talk about your aunt.
Well, Aunt Billy, all I know is that the boy I'm in love with would never stoop to such a job.
Loreen, my dear, you in love? Who is he?
Oh, a boy I met last year. A chap from Maine. He's a saxophone player, in a nice sort of way.
Loreen, you don't mean... You can't mean you're not in love with a saxophone player.
Yes, Auntie.
Good heavens. We haven't had that sort of thing in the family since Cousin Tessie ran off with a locomobile salesman.
Well, he's not a saxophone player anymore. Besides, we're going to be married just as soon as he makes good.
Well, that's better. I hope he makes good very soon.
Now, you better run along and dress, Auntie. It's almost 8 o'clock.
All right, dear. When my escort comes, you let me know immediately.
All right, Auntie. Gee, I wonder if Lizzie's in town. I wonder if he got my letter.
More than you know, more than you know. Man of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I'll string along. You need me so, more than you'll ever. Loving you the way that I do. can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but darling, I can't live without it.
Yes, that's it, your letter.
Of course. That's how you knew I was here, is that Aunt Billy's?
Why, of course, Aunt Billy's. Aunt Billy's? You mean Miss Burke is your aunt?
Doreen, who is there? Rudy Valley. Well, have him come in. I'll be right down. Come on in the house, Rudy.
Let's just stay out here, honey.
Out on the sidewalk?
Yes, let's just stay out here and hop ice wagons or something.
Oh, now, Rudy, you come right in the house. I want you to meet Aunt Billy. She's upstairs dressing, and Rudy, you know what she's doing tonight?
What?
She's going out with one of those paid escorts.
No.
Yes.
Yes?
Can you imagine?
Yes.
Rudy, you haven't told me you love me or what you're doing for a living.
I love you.
Oh, but what type of work are you doing?
Well, I sort of steer people around. I'm sort of a pilot.
Oh, an aviator. How thrilling, Rudy. How wonderful. Whoever gave you the idea?
A fellow named John Barrymore.
John Barrymore? A pilot, too?
Pilot. He's one of the greatest barnstormers of all time.
You know, I think I've heard of him. Isn't he a trick flyer?
Well, he's done some pretty strange stunts in his day.
Hey, Rudy, I'm worried about you being a flyer. Isn't it dangerous, piloting those old crates around?
You should see some of the wrecks I take out.
Well, gosh, Rudy, I'm glad to hear that things are working out so beautifully. I hope you haven't forgotten all those things we planned.
Forgotten? Why, Loreen.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces. An airline ticket to romantic places. And still my heart has been. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment. Those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw. Conquered me when you did that to me. I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer. A telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me.
Well, children, here I am and all set. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to a scram or one of those Mother Goosey things.
Aunt Billy, this is Rudy Valley.
Yes, isn't it? Well, my dear, isn't he a bargain at $15? Plus the tip, of course.
The tip? Oh, Rudy!
Oh, now, Loreen, don't
get... I see it all now. Selling yourself like a piece of merchandise over a bargain counter. Rudy, you're nothing but a gigolo. Oh, I never want to see you again as long as I live. You stuffed tuxedo, you!
Don Juan Barrymore Escort Service, man for every occasion, and occasionally a man.
Mr. Barrymore, this is Valley, and I'm finished. I'm through. I'm quitting.
You're quitting?
Yes. I'm no stuffed tuxedo. I'm sick and tired of being sold like a piece of merchandise over a bargain counter. I'm no bargain.
That, my boy. That, my dear, dear lad, is one of the more self-evident truths. Now, what about Miss Burke and her $3 million? What about the Burke bucks, me bucko?
Send another man out. I'm through. Goodbye.
Another man. $3 million. Hey, Jones, you busy tonight?
No, sir, I'm not busy.
Burroughs, what are you doing tonight?
Nothing, sir.
Nesta, are you busy tonight?
No, sir.
Looks like I have to go myself. On with the show and go after the dough.
Now, intermission for exactly 60 seconds while we take our weekly trip around America. Here we go to all of those communities where seal test, milk, and ice cream are sold. Ready?
Vision of loveliness that falls over my eyes in radiant splendor. The very flowers wilt with jealousy at thy breathless beauty. This doorway is the east, and thou art the sun.
Oh, yes, you're the man to fix the sink.
Sink?
Oh, no, I remember you're Mr. Barrymore, the man who runs the escort bureau.
Correct. I am the man who sold you your escort.
Oh, really? But it's working very well.
Really?
Yes, did you come to service it?
No, I came to replace it. You see, when I found out about your social position, I realized that you required an escort who was in the social swim, a member of the 400.
Oh, are you a social registrant?
Milady, the blood that runs through my veins is as blue as your eyes.
Oh, I like a man with red blood more the color of your eyes. Still, you do make yourself sound awfully glamorous and kind of naughty. Yes, I think I'll take you.
Of course, for you, there will be no charge, madame.
Well, how nice. Then I have $15. Say $15.
$15? My dear lady, you've saved a great deal more than that. Do you realize what John Barrymore brings in the open market? My minimum fee for escorting a lady is $100. Why, for $15, I wouldn't even struggle into my foundation.
But $100, for that I could have 6 Rudy Valleys.
6 Rudy Valleys. What a thought.
$100, but I suppose one does have to pay more for nationally advertised brands.
Of course, of course, of course. You don't realize the overhead we have in this business. Now, let me say that I am escorting a lady who lives in a penthouse. Look at the expenses. Dress suit, $5. Patent leather pumps, $5. Parachute, $10. Watchdog, $3.
What's the watchdog for?
So I won't have to use the parachute.
But
Don't worry, Loreen, darling. I'm through with the escort service. There's only one girl I ever want to escort again. That's you.
Do you mean that, Rudy?
Crossed my heart. We could make such beautiful music together.
Mm-hmm. We could sing the loveliest love songs together.
Mm-hmm. Our hearts beat in tempo. The sound of our voices will ring.
The touch of our hands make us sing.
The touch of our lips will be magic.
Lovely chords will sound from the blend of a few notes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you and I in love are the blending of true notes, no blue notes.
Settle down and buy a little house. Get another job.
Gee, Loreen, I wish I was rich as your Aunt Billy Burke. Then I could give you all the nice things you deserve.
Don't envy Aunt Billy. According to the will, if she gets married, her $3 million goes to charity.
Rudy, me boy, congratulate us.
Oh, Loreen, I'm so happy.
I'm the luckiest man of the whole world. We just got married.
Auntie! You married Mr. Barrymore?
Yes, we've just come from the nicest justice of the peace. He was so sweet to us. He seemed to know John very well.
Imagine that.
I was amazed at Mr. Barrymore. He was cool and calm, not a bit nervous during the wedding ceremony.
Madam, would Bing Crosby be nervous at a christening?
Come, Billy, me little pigeon. Let us stroll through the gardens in the moonlight.
Ah, the moonlight, the night, and you. Three reasons to be very happy.
I can think of 3 million. Well, we'll be so happy, be precious. We'll have a 40-room mansion with 3 swimming pools and a maid swimming pool.
Do hope we'll get along.
And 2 or 3 town cars.
I'll try to make you happy.
Several limousines.
Of course, we won't have any money.
And a polo field, a yacht, and a... What? Did you say we won't have any money?
Not a penny.
I've done it again.
Done what?
Married for love.
Come on, Loreen. Thank goodness money doesn't mean that much to us. We're rich as long as we have one another.
But, Rudy, you don't even have a job.
Don't worry, honey. We'll get by. There will always be plenty of food on our table. After all, 2 can live as cheaply as 1.
But, Rudy, suppose the stork comes to our house.
How much can a stork eat? We'll be back next week. Story of the Great Jewel Robbery, with John Barrymore as a master criminal and myself as a great detective. Assisting us will be Sigrid Gurie and Vince Barnett. This is Rudy Valley reminding you to look for the red and white seal test symbol when you buy milk, ice cream, and other dairy products. Au revoir and good night.
Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.